Today is Monday, June 11th. I'm the Curator, and this is the Curator Show. Today I'm going to be talking about how to plan out your brand's Instagram page. Know your purpose. Before you start your Instagram page, you need to determine what purpose it's going to serve. For you, it might be to build an audience for your brand. For me, it's to advertise and promote the Curator blog. It may seem like a good idea to wing it, jump right in, make a profile, and start posting, but trust me, everything is smoother when you're strategic about it. Knowing what purpose your page serves helps you determine other things like your target market, what type of content to post, and so on. The next thing that you need to do is determine your target market. If you aren't selling a physical product, I like to call it target audience, because then what you're selling is content. Your target audience is the demographic of individuals that you're trying to pitch your products or content to. This part can take some research because you want it to be fairly specific. For a clothing brand, your target market should not be all people who like clothing, because that's extremely broad. For example, let's say you're selling men's clothing and the style and designs appeal more to a younger group of people. Your target market could potentially be males between the age of 17 and 24. That's better, but you should get even more specific if possible. To do so, get in the head of your customer. You need to ask questions like, what do they do in their free time? What TV shows do they watch? What music do they listen to? Do they shop online, in stores, or both? How often do they use social media? What times of the day do they use it? Answering questions like this and creating a profile for your market is extremely helpful because it aids you in determining how, where, and when to sell to them. Once you figure out what the purpose of your page is and what type of people you're trying to reach with it, you need to decide what type of content to post. This comes back to the purpose of your page. If the purpose is to just build a social media presence, you'll focus on more common visuals. If your purpose is to make sales, you'll have to use more specific content that will draw people in and make your product or services more intriguing. This is where finding your target market is also helpful. If you did it the right way, you know what they enjoy seeing now. I think the best way for me to describe content is to explain what I'm doing with the Curator's page. The purpose of the Curator's Instagram page is to aid in building an engaging audience for the Curator blog. My target audience is small and upcoming brands, as well as men ages 15 through 22 and 25 through 30. Mine is more complicated since there are two aspects of the Curator, so I have to deal with two different markets. One market is the upcoming streetwear brands who I want to promote and interview, and the other is the streetwear enthusiasts who enjoy discovering smaller brands but have a hard time doing so. There's one thing that each of these markets have in common though. They both enjoy the streetwear culture. To reach both of these markets, I've been posting up higher quality pictures from the community featuring bigger and more hyped up brands. That sounds hypocritical considering my purpose is to aid smaller brands, but I'm doing this to build the audience first. I can't pitch the audiences of these small brands because those groups are pretty limited. This is why I decided to go the cliche route of starting a streetwear page first, so I could build the initial audience. Then from there, people will decide whether they want to stay for the small brands or not. One other major thing that you need to keep in mind when deciding what type of content to post is unity. You want your feed to have a sense of unity so that it doesn't look extremely chaotic. If you post high-quality, darker pictures of BMWs, should not throw in any low-quality, bright pictures of Hyundais. Being inconsistent with the type of content and look of the content that you post will confuse your audience and make things more difficult. All they'll see is chaos as opposed to a sense of unity, as I said before, and a clean-looking page. On the next episode, I'll go over how to set up an effective and professional-looking Instagram profile. As always, if you have any questions about what we covered today, DM us on Instagram at the Curator blog, or email us at contact@curatorblog.com, and we'll either answer you directly or cover your question in a future episode. Thanks for listening.